Sometimes it's helpful to read the song lyrics before or after we sing them. Oh, for a Thousand Tongues is one of those songs. It fits incredibly well with our text this morning, and so I would like to read a few of the lyrics before Brent comes up and leads us in the song itself. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ear, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoners free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. Amen.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumph of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood avails for me.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all those who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?" Parthian, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Listen carefully to what I say. Sorry, I've missed a verse. Let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what the prophet Joel spoke. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your young men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
We have a time of worship now set aside just for our young ones. So if you're ages 3 up through 3rd grade, if you'll come over here to my right, we have your teachers ready to have a service just for you. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna shout, shout, shout. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord when heaven's gates are open wide. I'm gonna sit by Jesus' side. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord.
They are not drunk, these disciples. They are not inebriated. They haven't thrown back one too many. No one here that I know of is intoxicated. It's only mid-morning, barely even 9 in the a.m. So no, I tell you, they are not drunk. I will give you, however, that what you've just witnessed is highly unusual. I doubt any one of these folks expected that to happen. What with the mere sound of gale force winds blowing us sideways and the verging chaos that ensued? I guess I shouldn't have been too surprised given the dry, tendered souls meeting in that upper room. Flames were bound to ignite at some point, and it could have been a hazard, really, all those mixed emotions and varied experiences boxed within those four walls. Jesus dying, Jesus rising, us left to our own devices, it brought stresses that we did not anticipate. Sure, we replaced Judas. That felt like the right move, and Matthias has been a worthy fill-in. But beyond that, we didn't know what to do or where to go or how to start whatever it is we were supposed to start doing. Don't leave Jerusalem and wait for the gift, is all Jesus had said to us. I just hoped that people wouldn't leave the group. Did you know that waiting for who knows what is the worst? We were not certain what spark of inspiration we were looking for, so we did the only thing that seemed logical to us. We waited and we prayed. We waited and we prayed. We waited and we prayed some more, hoping that the few smoldering embers we circled around wouldn't extinguish just yet. And lo and behold, it turned out that the waiting and the praying were the right combustible combination. Because when in that room the violent sound of swirling wind began, I imagined it like the sound of creation was on the first morning of all mornings. The winds propelling something to life across the face of the dark waters. The whole lot of us burst into a flame of sorts, and it spread like an uncontained wildfire, one person to the next. It was like the dawning of a new day or a new creation. Crazy as it sounds, and your drunk accusations normally would be a compelling argument, I give you that. But this wasn't normal because we all started speaking languages we didn't know we knew. Hey, I've been around some of these guys my entire life, and I, for one, can guarantee you that old James over there couldn't count to 10 in Arabic if the answers were tattooed on his forearms. But our tongues were loosening left and right, like the ear-splitting wind was uploading a Rosetta Stone into each one of us. My mind loosened also, and Jesus' promise whooshed in. John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. This was none other than Jesus' gift, the wild, uncontained, rebellious Spirit of the living God, holy and true and just and present, fired up as possibly could be, burning an ever-widening path to God as it licked across the apartment floor and out the door. We were pressed backwards, ducked under, and pulled back up, smoking and honest. And it was like a part of us had died, that part of us that couldn't forgive itself, the part caught up in what's not important, the part that would not let go of what needed letting go, that part of us that sought attention for generating capital gains. It was like a second birth, and we labored free, and we could speak. It wasn't just for us either. It was for everyone else too. We stepped outside and saw people sprinting because they heard the ferocious winds, unsure if the building was collapsing or if sticks of dynamite were being used to open up a gold mine. And look, just look at this crowd. Do you see its broad diversity? Do you hear its range of dialects? Do you notice its array of colors? We've got folks from the Far East and the Far West, from the North and from the South. There are some who are here who are countryless. Every corner of the earth as we know it is represented right here. With our tongues untied by the multilingual Spirit who is fluent in 7,500 languages of the world, we preached. We preach because we have been gifted something to say. That God in Christ came to us. That Jesus is not dead, but is very much alive. And that the kingdom of God is here. The message didn't scatter people, it gathered them. The message didn't push people away, it didn't even drag them in. The message itself compelled them, just as it compelled us. We spoke in ways that made sense to their ears. We communicated in their vernacular and in their style. Believe me, we are as bewildered as they are. Don't take my word for it, though. Listen to them, too.
Good morning, everybody. Excited today to come to Southwest Central Church of Christ. I was very sick, but I said, please, God, don't let me disappoint Mr. Steve Sargent, because it's not going to see him. So God give me the strength to come, and I believe in that, I feel that, and I am okay. I love every member of Southwest Church of Christ. They are good to me. I don't know if I am good to them, but they decide. I am going to speak in Arabic, which I wish to speak the English like I am speaking the Arabic, but I don't have no... I cannot do that. Anyhow, I'm going to start to read in Arabic, which is my language, and I start. Act 2. فامتلأوا جميعا من الروح القدس وبدأوا يتكلمون بلغات أخرى كما مكنهم الروح من أن يتكلموا. وكان هناك يهود أتقياء من كل أمة على الأرض قد اجتمعوا في مدينة القدس. لما جاء هذا الصوت تجمهر جمع كبير منهم وكانوا مرتبكين لأن كل واحد منهم كان يسمعهم يتكلمون بلغة خاصة. That's it. Bye. Thank you so much.
Good morning, church. Am I on? Okay. I'm going to give this a go in French. Okay. If you choose rempli de Saint-Esprit, il s'aimera appeler d'autres langues, selon que l'Esprit lui donnait de s'exprimer. Or, il y avait en séjour à Jérusalem des Juifs, un peu de toutes les nations qui sont sur le ciel, au bruit qui est lieu, la multitude accourut et fut confondue parce que chacun les entendait parler dans sa propre langue. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Dice así, dice, moraban entonces en Jerusalén judíos, varones religiosos de todas las naciones debajo del cielo. Y hecho este estruendo, juntóse la multitud y estaban confusos, porque cada uno les oía hablar su propia lengua. Dios te bendiga.
Good morning, everybody. I will translate in Tagalog. Napuspos silang lahat ng banal na espiritu at nagsalita sa iba't ibang wika. Ayon sa kakayang magpahayag na ipinagkaloob sa kanila ng espiritu, naninirahan noon sa Jerusalem ang mga Hudyong masigasig sa kanilang pananampalataya. Galing pa sila sa iba't ibang mga bansa. Nang dumating ang ugong na ito, nagtipon sila at namangha sapagkat nagsasalita ang mga alagad sa mga wika nilang mga nakikinig. Thank you.
그러자 그들은 모두 성령이 충만하여 성령에 주시는 능력으로 그들도 알지 못하는 외국어로 말하기 시작하였다. 그때 예루살렘에는 세계 여러 나라에서 온 경건한 유대인이 많이 머물고 있었다. 하늘에서 난 바람 같은 이 소리를 듣고 몰려드는 군중들은 각자 자기 나라 말대로 제자들이 말하는 것을 듣고 어리둥절하였다. Thank you.
Good morning, church. They have so many languages in Nigeria. I'm going to read in Gokana's language. Today, Ava, Ebadi Keke, Kia, Balobe, Bobe Keko, Yomakai Bari, Baba Bo, Babo Lobe, Mkede, Even Bababe di Jerusalem, Paju, Ebatia Pobari, Batu, the day Arabaki Lobe. Say, but don't worry, Mona Akekan Kara. Webadi can call. And that then I bury Bagilo. Bere Bagilo, and then old Dan lay. Bobeke call. Bariatu Anima Babe, Batman. Ni Mombe Bari.
So, no, you sisters and brothers of mine who speak proficiently with mocking and sneering, no one here has had too much wine. You want to know what all this means? How about we let the prophet Joel tell us what this means? In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, and also your daughters. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. When the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on all those who serve me, both men and women, and they'll prophesy. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billowing smoke, the sun turning black and the moon blood red. Before the day of the Lord arrives, the day tremendous and marvelous. And whoever calls out for help to me, God, will be saved. You can't get too old. You can't be too young. No matter what gender you are or are not, your native language is not a hindrance. Never mind the worth others go ahead and force on you. Hear me. You are in on the action of the Spirit of God. And you will preach and you will communicate in truths, and your mind and heart will explode with all sorts of visions and dreams of the new creation that is right now happening all around you. This is God's doing, not mine, not yours. It's God's, and it is God who rescues you from the empty existence and from meaningless days. It's God in Jesus who rescues you from death of all sorts, just as God did in Jesus, who was betrayed by people who took the law into their own hands and was handed over to you. And you pinned him to a cross and killed him. But God undid the death and raised him up. Death was no match for him. And death is no match for you either. Because Christ is in you, whom on this day has poured out his spirit that you yourselves have seen and heard. Therefore, change your life. You who are going that way, spin around and go this way. Turn toward God because God has turned toward us. Come to the waters, be baptized. Each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, die to yourself. Be raised up in new birth. You've been baptized before, wonderful. Then remember that you are known and loved by God. Y'all, your sins are forgiven. They are so far gone. The choices that sent you awry, that's not who you are. Others sinning against you, their actions and words, they don't define you, so forgive them. That presence of evil, of sin that pollutes minds and bodies and streams and lands, that won't last forever. God is redeeming that too. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit that promises for you. That promises for you. You without a home, spiritual or otherwise, it's for you. You who feel distant from something someone else calls God, it's for you. You who've got it all together, it's for you. You shut-ins of all types, it's for you. And it's for your children. It's for your children. I know some of your kids. I know where they're at, and I know where they're not. And the gift of the Spirit of God is for them too. The Holy Spirit is not just for those that we know. The Spirit is for all who are far away, whomever God invites. People we will never meet, people we will never see, people we'll never hear. God is creating a broader community beyond the few of us. God is fashioning a new people with a new purpose, with a new hope. Don't be surprised if they don't look like you or speak like you. Or maybe do be surprised. And smile and shake your head with joy at something only the Spirit of the living God can do. So then, get to work. Live well because the wind still blows. Commit yourself to what we're teaching, to what's been handed down to us from Christ Himself. Commune with each other as often as possible. By all means, eat together. Break bread. Drink wine. Invite people in your homes. Pray and take prayer seriously. If someone is in need, sell something and give away the proceeds. Pull together your resources if needed so that each person has enough. And worship as one, please. Worship flows out of thanksgiving for what God is already doing. Did I mention eat together? Do this with great generosity and watch. More and more people will come to know the Jesus who does all things well. This is all joy, pure joy, my friends. And to that, let us raise our glass and together say, Amen. Let's stand and worship.